This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family running on the occasion of their bar mitzvah of the son, Yitzchak. Yud Aleph Tishri, 13th of October, Rabbi David Zulzbacher, Machrosei Shel Yom HaKippurim.
Many different greetings you could say today. The amount of things people say, Good Yom Tov, Piskatova, Good Kvitov. So many things, Maxi, but people still say, Mazel Tov, Shimon. I looked up in Halacha at exactly the Mahus of today, the day after Yom Kippur. Yesterday was a busy day, a long day, a hard day, a successful day, Mitzvah Shem. What exactly is today? Bachsidim, I already saw this quote in the Talmud Amin Hogim, they bring that today is called Gotten's Namen. Today is God's name. What does that mean? For a week, 10 days, we've been saying HaMelech HaKodesh. And today we start saying HaKel HaKodesh. It's brought in Talmud Amin Hogim, they bring it for Baal Shem Tov as well. Today is called Gotten's Namen. There's also a minute that we start slightly earlier. Davening slightly earlier. School, we start slightly later today, which is why I'm here. But at least we've got to school, not like everywhere else. What is interesting is there a halacha in today? Or at least minhag of today? So the last halacha of Hilchos Yom Kippur, Mamash did the last halacha of Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Ramah Paskins, the name of the Maril, Hamedakdim Maschilim Niyad B'motz Yom Kippur B'Asiyas HaSukkah. Immediately after Yom Kippur, to start with the Sukkah. That's the last halacha in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Bit strange that the very next line in Shulchan Aruch, which is Hilchos Sukkah, the Ramah repeats himself. O mitzvah l'sakin ha-sukkah miyad l'acha Yom Kippur. Immediately after Yom Kippur, to build the sukkah. So, l'cho'era, it's mamash repetition, and they're both from the Maril. What is the Ramah repeating himself at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, saying exactly the same thing, that straight after Yom Kippur, you have to build the sukkah. So, Be'emah says, if you look carefully, I found four chilukim between what he writes at the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur and what he writes at the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, four chilukim, and we'll see it tackles an afkamina l'halocha. Firstly, in the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, if you carefully look at the words of the Ramah, he says, Hamedaktikim. Hamedaktikim, they start with the Sukkah. In Hilchos Sukkah, he says, Umitzvah l'sakein. Doesn't say who, mashma, everybody has a mitzvah to build the Sukkah. Or Motzi Yom Kippur, he only mentions Hamedaktikim. The second difference is that on Motzi Yom Kippur, he writes, Maschilin ba'asiyas asukkah. That expression, Maschilin ba'asiyas asukkah. In Hilchos Sukkah, he writes, the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, that the mitzvah is Lesakein hasukkah. What's the difference between Maschilin ba'asiyas asukkah and Lesakein asukkah? That's the second difference. The third difference is a very, very slight difference. In the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, he writes that Miyad B'motze Yom Kippur. He uses the expression B'motze Yom Kippur. In Hilchos Sukkah, the Ramah writes Miyad La'acha Yom Kippur. Slight difference and nothing goes by chance. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, he writes Miyad B'motze Yom Kippur. In an Hilchos Sukkah, his opening words are Miyad La'acha Yom Kippur. And l'chayra, the biggest difference is the reason given. At the end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, when he says that immediately after Yom Kippur you start the Sukkah, the reason he gives is Kedei Lotzeis Mi Mitzvah El Mitzvah, to go out from one mitzvah to the next mitzvah. In Hilchos Sukkah, when he talks about starting immediately after Yom Kippur, he gives a different reason. De mitzvah habo liyotcha ayach mitzeno. If an opportunity comes your way, don't delay it. So what exactly, we haven't yet got the exact answer, but we've seen four differences between how the Ramo writes it at the end of Hilchus Yom Kippur and how he writes it at the beginning of Hilchus Sukkah. Just to recap, in the beginning of, at the end of Hilchus Yom Kippur, he talks about medaktikim, and in Hilchus Sukkah he writes mitzvah lesakein, mashma everybody. At the end of Hilchus Yom Kippur, maschilen ba'asiyas asukkah. At the beginning of Hilchus Sukkah he writes lesakein asukkah, not asiyas asukkah. The third difference is, on Hilchus Yom Kippur he writes miyad b'motzi Yom Kippur, and in Hilchus Sukkah he writes miyad la'acha Yom Kippur. And the fourth difference is the reason. Is it k'day lotzis mi-mitzvah and a mitzvah, or because a mitzvah abol yotcho aliyach mitzvah? One thing you see very clear, some of the diyukim are stronger than others, that although the Ramo repeats himself at the end of Hilchus Yom Kippur, but in Hilchus Sukkah there are two different halachas going on here. The Mishnah Brura, in a few words, already touches on this point. And at the end of Hilchus Yom Kippur, he writes in the name of the Prima Godim, it says, Omotz Yom Kippur Maschilin, we begin. And the next day, that's today, then you do the whole thing, as he writes in the next Eve. So there's two different halachas. The beginning of Motz Yom Kippur, you start, and the next day, in other words, when the Ramo is talking about Hilchus Sukkah, he's talking about today. In Motz Yom Kippur, that was last night's halacha. There's a different halacha of today. So last night, there was a mitzvah to begin. Today, it's to finish the whole Sukkah. According to the diyukim, which we made before, it comes out, according to the Ramo, that last night, who began the Sukkah? The medaktikim. Those people who medaktikim and mitzvahs immediately after Yom Kippur, they go straight in to start the sukkah. But even they don't complete it until today. Everybody else starts today and finish today. And be'emes the Ramah, when he repeats himself in Hilchus Sukkah, on that says the Mishnah Brura, much more than he said at the end of the previous Eve, he explains this whole point, the difference between the medaktikim and everybody else. We also can understand now very clearly, it's almost mefurish in the Loshon. At the end of Hilchus Yom Kippur, the word was maschilin. That even the medaktikim are only maschilin. That's the word the Ramah uses, maschilin. Whereas, in Hilchus Sukkah, it says mesaknin. What's the difference in mesaknin? That means if you are maschilit on Motz Yom Kippur, mesaknin means you complete the Sukkah on today, the day after Yom Kippur. Now we also understand the Loshon, when in Hilchus Yom Kippur, the Ramo writes, Miyad b'motzi Yom Kippur. Motzi Yom Kippur, there's only one word for Motzi Yom Kippur, that was last night. The other, in Hilchus Sukkah, he writes, Miyad la'acha Yom Kippur. That's the difference, that means today. Motzi Yom Kippur is last night, and that's taka, the medaktikim maschilin. Everybody else starts today, la'acha Yom Kippur. And that we also understand now is the difference in the reason given. Last night, the reason given by the Ramo was k'day lotzeis mitzvah to mitzvah. We've just come out of Yom Kippur, we want to immediately start another mitzvah. Masha'enki, today is a different halacha. Today is the main halacha of building the sukkah. Therefore, today you have an opportunity to do this mitzvah. Don't delay the mitzvah. Mitzvah bol yot aliyach mitzvah, that is today's chiyuv, is to build a sukkah. Last night was only that you start doing a mitzvah after Yom Kippur. But it's not the sukkah which is the ikkah. The ikkah is you go from mitzvah to mitzvah. Masha'enkin, today is the mitzvah of sukkah. The emes, this chilukim is mashmin the Maril himself, which is the makor for this remark. And I read you out the loshon of the Maril, and we see it all fits together. Miyad la'acha Yom Kippur. Now the way how we've been explaining, that doesn't mean last night, that means today. Yasek kol odom. Fits it very well. Because now we're talking about today as opposed to last night. Everybody should get involved. Lasei sukosei mishum shenishlemu yimei tshuva. We've now finished yimei tshuva. And today yom rishon shenichnas lachet. Therefore immediately we go in to do the mitzvah. Then he brings, this just to prove the point that we're talking about today and not last night. V'chein heyed, shepam achas chol chal yom kippur yom hey. Once took place the time of the Maril, Yom Kippur took place on a Thursday. Ulamachrosoi, and on the next day, Be'erev Shabbos. So we're definitely talking about the next day. Ikla Mari Segal, La'esha Maram Segal. The Mari Segal met the Maram Segal. Umotzai, he found him, Shoya Oisik B'sukosoi, that he himself was busy building the Sukkah. By the way, the Chavos Das brings from here that it's a mitzvah of Talmud Chochem, it's not a bezoyin for Talmud Chochem, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Chochem himself to be Oisik B'sukkah. For he Mesakna Mekol B'kol, he would do the whole Sukkah. He didn't even want to listen to any Torah of Mari Segal, Vel Shah Ha'am. He didn't want to listen to anybody else's Torah, Shebo Lodit Nefonov. Va'om, and he said, Hoyil, Va'osa, Mitzvah, Yotcha, I've got a Mitzvah come my way. Loisechomitz. Mitzvah comes my way, I don't want to push away. You see very clearly from this Maril, from the Ramon, last night there was an Indian of medactic b'mitzvahs to maschil, but today's mitzvah, and the Ramon, the Mishnah Berurah goes as far as to say that you should try and finish it today. That is the mitzvah of today, to build one sukkah. Interesting that the Prima Godin has an interesting shaila. What happens if today a person is busy, is teaching, whatever, he's got children doing nothing? So is it better to ask the children today to build the sukkah, because that is the mitzvah hayoyim, or wait tomorrow, Sunday, and you do it yourself? And that's machlokes haposkim ad yemazeh, what's better? Because be'ikar din, today's mitzvah is building the sukkah. One thing you see from all of this is that there's a very strong kesher between Yom Kippur and sukkah. Because the Ramah, the end of Milchus Yom Kippur, says the Medaktikim go immediately after Yom Kippur to start building the Sukkah. Today's mitzvah, as the Maril says, after the Aseret Tshuva, is to build the Sukkah. See, it's very clear that there's a very strong connection between these two. The Kaf HaChayim, Be'emah says, that's Lav Dafka, the Sukkah, who are din Arba Minim. But you see, Lemaisa, the Ramah, concentrates very strongly on Sukkah. The Ramah doesn't mention Arba Minim. Enoch Lama Mitzad, going mi mitzvah le mitzvah last night, one could say, whatever mitzvah you do. But even that, the Ramah doesn't say, go and learn Torah, go to Arba Minim, go do some chesed. It says, go and build the Sukkah. We start the Sukkah, he sees very strongly from Yom Kippur to the Sukkah. So I'd like to suggest three Mahalchim connecting Yom Kippur to Sukkot. We've just seen it's a halacha, the connection, but what's the reason behind it? I'd like to explain it in three different ways. First of all, there's a Yalkut. My son showed me this Yalkut. The Yalkut's in Emor. The Yalkut says like this: Homer Rebeleze, Loma onu oisin Sukkah acha yoyvakiturim. Mamish the Kasha. Not actually us saying what I said. When you read it, you get a bit drawn in. He's not asking why do we go immediately after Yom Kippur to build a sukkah. He's saying, why is sukkahs after Yom Kippur? But if what we're saying, it actually fits in very well. The kasha we're asking, why do we build the sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur? Loi malachot, to tell you. Shekin atamayt say barosh Hashanah. What happens on Rosh Hashanah? HaKadosh Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bedin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting in judgment al Bei Ha'olam. On Rosh Hashanah is the judgment. Yesterday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the chasima. Shema yotza dinam shel Yisrael liglois. Maybe it was paskened on us on Yom Kippur to have to go to Golus. Validei kein oisin sukkah. In order, if chas v'sholom there was a psak din of Golus, so we fulfill that Golus by going to the Sukkah. V'goylin nimoteyem the Sukkah. And we take that Golus of going out of our house into the Sukkah. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'ale aleyem ke'ilu golu l'bovel. Interesting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that is Golus. This is not a Chassidish Sefer, it's a Chazal. To go from Yom Kippur into Sukkah, that is a fulfillment. If we were chashon negza to go to Golus, the Golus is fulfilled by going out of our homes into the Sukkah. As I said, the Yalkut is explaining why Sukkah comes after Yom Kippur. But if what we're saying, What happened to Chas v'Shalom yesterday when it was Nigzar Golus? So what were we doing for 4 days? So immediately after Yom Kippur, we already start the mitzvah of building the sukkah. Rabbi Amki beforehand was talking about there's actually a mitzvah to build the sukkah. They bring Takaraya from this Ramah. You see clearly there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. And the mitzvah of building the sukkah is already the beginning of the Golus, if we were Chas v'Shalom Nigzar to go into Golus. So you do see a very strong connection from the Chazal already between Yom Kippur and Sukkah. So we're adding that for the mitzvah of building the Sukkah immediately after Yom Kippur. Another mahalach we can say, it's based on something I said here a few years ago on Erev Sukkah. There's a well-known gong, and anybody who goes through Sukkahs will hear this gone many times. Why the Sukkahs come specifically on the 15th of Tishri? The well-known reason of the Tor, and other Chazal already, is because we want to show very clearly that we are going out of our homes in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Because even in Eretz Yisrael, it gets cooler now. So it's quite clear we're not going out to our summer homes. Adrama, people are coming in from their summer homes. We're going out for the sake of the mitzvah. That's well known, the Torah. But according to the Torah, it doesn't say exactly why on the 15th of Tishri. It says this time of year as opposed to Pesach. But not specifically on the 15th of Tishri. The Gon in Shiah Shirim explains beautifully that the whole reason why we sit in the sukkah is lezecha nane kovid, which doesn't mean we are remembering the miracle of Ananya kovid. There were other miracles which took place in the Midbar. That's not what we're commemorating. We're commemorating something which took place, a one-off event. At the time of the Egel, the Ananya kovid, which were protecting us, went away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was physically showing his displeasure with Klal Yisrael. He took away the Anane covered. Chodesh Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. And in Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Solachti. And then, the next day, today, Klal Yisrael started to build the Mishkan. And the Gaon makes a Cheshbon. And they started collecting and announcing. And on the 15th of Tishri, they were ready to build. Whether exactly they built or not, what they were allowed to do, that's a whole deal in Shittas HaGaon, because they're not allowed to build on Yom Tov. But that's what the Gaon says, on the 15th of Tishri is when the Anane Kovet came back. We are remembering Sukkot, not for the miracle Be'etzem of Anane Kovet, according to the Gaon. We are remembering the Hachzoras Onon, the coming back of the Onon. And that's very good, why we say Zman Simchaseinu. It's the time of our Simcha. Because Zman Matan Teruseinu is an event which took place. Zman Cheruseinu is an event which took place. What's the Zman Simchaseinu? What's the event which took place? According to the Gaon, that is the event of Hachzoras Ha'onon, which was a physical sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Moichel Klal Yisrael after the Chet Ha'egel. That's why Sukkah specifically is on the 15th of Tishri. That's when Ananya Kovet came back. We asked the Kash in the name of Ramat Tzio Shlita, is if Ananya Kovet came back, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for their Chet, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive Klal Yisrael? On Yom Kippur. He said, Salachti Kidvarecho. So why Taka did Ananya Kovet not come back on Yom Kippur? That's Taka when they were forgiven. The Egel was the reason for them to go away. The Kapora of the Egel came place on Yom Kippur. Shemat Tzio quotes Rabbeinu Yoina. This Rabbeinu Yoina is very, very yosodistic. Shemat Tzio would mark in this with something we said for the last 10 days, Ovinu Malkeinu Kosveinu B'Sefer Zechuyos. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write us in the book of Zechusim. So the Chofetz Chaim already asks, Monavshach, if we've got Zechusim, you'll be written in the book of Zechusim. If you don't, no amount of tefillah will ask you to be written in the book of Zechusim. Using the Rabbeinu Yonah, we're about to say, we'll answer this question as well. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, And I'll read you the words, because they're so important. Ve'oid yispalel bal ha'tshuva. Once a person has done tshuva, he has to constantly daven. El Hashem, limchos ka'ov peshov u'ke'onon chateisov. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to completely eradicate his sins like a cloud, completely gone away. V'sheyach boitz boi. That once again HaKadosh Baruch Hu should desire us. V'yiritzeyu v'yate loy kasha im loy chota. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, even after you've forgiven me, please show me that you still want my mitzvahs. Ki yitochin, continues Rabbeinu Yonah. It's possible. Liyos ha'avoy nislach. It's possible that the avera has been forgiven. V'nifte min ha'yisurim. And HaKadosh Baruch said, okay, he's not going to get any yisurim. U'mikol gzera. Everything's been wiped clean. V'ein l'shem chofetz boy. Meaning, he sinned so badly, HaKadosh Baruch said, I forgive you, but keep away from me. I don't want your service. You've hurt me too much. Tavas tzadikim. The desire of the tzadikim. Lehofeg ritzoyin ma'ashem v'sheyach boitz behem. A tzadik doesn't just want to be forgiven for his sins. A tzadik wants to be desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's all his avoid HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When we ask on Yom Kippur, and throughout our Seis Yimei Tshuva, Kosveinu b'sefer zechuyos, it's not going on things we've done in the past. Write us in the book of having done zechusim. If we've done them, they'll be written in the book. Kosveinu b'sefer zechuyos is a tefillah. Rabbi Hashem, even if you're going to forgive me, that's not enough. I want to have the opportunity in future to do zechusim. Kosveinu b'sefer zechuyos. Give me the opportunity that you desire my mitzvahs, that I will have the zechus to do more mitzvahs. Therefore, what took place on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch said, I have forgiven your sins. Klal Yisrael were obviously happy with that. But there was a fear and a trepidation with this Rabbeinu Yonah. What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch has forgiven our sins? That he's not going to punish us anymore for the Chet HaEgel. But does HaKadosh Baruch Hu still desire us? Does he still want us as he did before? That they had to wait till Sukkot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test them in the next few days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to test them, to what extent do they desire to do mitzvahs. So immediately after Yom Kippur, they were given a mitzvah of building the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to see their diligence, their excitement, the commitment of how they are going to build this Mishkan. And we know that they brought until they had to be told no more. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that they really, really want the Zechusin, they really want the mitzvah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I will show my children that not only have I forgiven them, but now I'm prepared to accept their avodah. And that's on Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought back the Anonim. That became then the true Simcha. Not just the Simcha of Mechilas Avodahs, but the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be meratzeh to Klal Yisrael. Which is why we explained why in Eretz Yisrael the fear of rain is so strong. Why do we find such a thing? Because if it rains on Sukkot, it's almost a siman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, yeah, I might have forgiven you, but I don't really want your avodah. That's why we're so scared if it rains in Eretz Yisrael. We see very clearly that Yom Kippur and Sukkot, it's not stamp two different Yom Tov, one following the other. They are intrinsically connected. And every year, we have to do the same thing. Yesterday, the Rebbeinu Shleinu said, Salachti Kidvorecha. But we need to show the Rebbeinu Shleinu immediately after Yom Kippur. The Medakta came already last night. All of us today. Today, the mitzvah is building the Sukkah, just like Klal Yisrael built the Mishkan. We then spend this time showing our commitment to the Rebbeinu Shloilam. And we're asking the Rebbeinu Shloilam, just like at the time of the Mishkan, you showed your desire for Klal Yisrael by accepting their Avodah, please do the same thing for us. So that's why immediately after Yom Kippur, we start building the Sukkah in the same way as they started to build the Mishkan. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach is the connection between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. It's also something we've touched on in the past here. The Mesillas Yeshayahu writes that Tshuva is a chesed of the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Al pi din, says the Mesillas Yeshayahu, does it then make any sense? You did something and you can uproot a maisa? How can you uproot something which has already happened? Says the Mesillas Yeshayahu, that is a chesed from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh that he is meichel our averus. Asks Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, says he doesn't understand, why is it a chesed? I'll prove it to you from a Gemara that it's din. Al pi din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive our sins. Because the Gemara says that if a person says at the end of his life, the Gemara says that if he has charota for all the averas that he's done, sorry, for all his mitzvahs that he's done, he's not going to get any reward. So the Gemara explains like this. Rashi says that if a person is toyeh ala rishonus, if he regrets having done all his previous mitzvahs, they're wiped out. So you see, al pi din, regret works. If you regret having done a mitzvah, the schusim get taken away from you. Ask Rabbi Chanan, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to a mitzvah, the person regrets it, gets taken away, how much more so if a person regrets having done an avera, it should be taken away. That's Rabbi Chanan's kasha. Why is that a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tshuva? Al pi din, just like if he regrets having done a mitzvah, the mitzvah goes away. How much more so if he regrets having done an aveira, it should go away. That's a kasha of Rabbi Chanan. He asked that to the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Chanan's answer, we're going to say very briefly. Sorry? Rabbi Chanan's answer, leave me out the Chafetz Chaim. Rabbi Chanan's answer, which he says based on Kadmoinim already, every time a person does a mitzvah, apart from the actual guf ha-mitzvah and the schus he gets, it makes the person into a better person. Chas v'sholom, when a person does an avera, every avera he does makes him the dirty neshama and a dirty person. She says like this, if a person has been doing mitzvahs his whole life, and he has charota, the end of his life, for having done his mitzvahs, evach hanama, the reward will be taken, he won't get the reward. But you cannot deny a whole lifetime of mitzvahs on this person has made him into a good person. He's a good person, he won't get schusim, because he's thrown away those mitzvahs. Oh, but lemaisa, he's worked on himself, and the etzem is a good person. Al pi din, the same thing should happen with averus. If a person's done averus, and then he does tshuva, it is true, al pi din, those averus should be taken away from him. Just like the mitzvahs is taken away. What the Mesillas Yeshayahu means, that it's chesed. The chesed is not the kapara. The chesed is that not only is the avera taken away, but the person completely becomes a new person. That person is no longer a man who has done averus, and therefore he's still a soiled person with no punishment. He becomes a completely new person. It's almost like a complete new hard drive. It's nothing, no shaykhus. That's a chesed from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him and accepts his charota, that's din. Chesed, that it completely starts fresh again. With that, we can end for a medrash. The Yalkut says, Yisro Hashem pono v'lecho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special favorite to Klal Yisrael, and that's referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva only from Klal Yisrael. Ask the Maram Panu, anybody who listened to the Haftarah yesterday, the city of Nineveh was a Goyisha city. The answer is, this I once heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The Medrash says that tshuva only applies to Klal Yisrael, but we know it applies to Nineveh. The answer is, there's a huge difference. Avada Goyim have a concept of tshuva. What that means is, apidin, you regret having done it, it gets taken away, the punishment, but the person himself still remains a person who sinned. Klal Yisrael have this special cleansing effect. That if a Yid does tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only takes away the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him into a completely new person with no effect of the past soiling him at all. That's what we say by Yom Kippur. Ki v'yoyim hazeh yechapa aleichem letahir eschem. That's a higher level of kapora, is tahara. Tahara is completely fresh, no shaykhus to what's happened beforehand. Ashreichem Yisrael. How fortunate are you, Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem metaharim. Avichem shebashamayim. Mikve Yisrael Hashem. On Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael reach a level of tahara. Completely fresh, no shaykhus to the past. We want to, therefore, go from a day of tahara, when we've completely been made fresh, no shaykhus to the past, we've been in like a mikveh. We want to go to another mitzvah, which is similar to that. There are only two mitzvahs where the whole body goes into the mitzvah. And that's mikveh and sukkah. So therefore, it's very, very apt that after Yom Kippur, where we've had that level of tahara, we put our whole body into the sukkah, when we zeicha and mitzvah Hashem, even in England, to be able to sit in a nice warm sukkah. Good yom tov.
Very nice. We have anything.